John and Scala, AKC's.
Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah, here we are again. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott, episode 29, part 3. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
Fuck face.
And this is the heavy metal episode.
The heavy metal episode, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We are explicit.
Hell, I like you.
And you know, Scott, this segment is always brought to you by Sulu Ice Cream.
Brought to me?
Brought to you. Brought to us. By Sulu Ass Cream, our only
hell, I like you
advertiser here on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
I'm George Takei. You might remember me as Sulu from Star Trek. Do you suffer from goat's ass? Well, if you do, I have a new product for you.
Sulu Ass Cream.
One dab on your middle finger to circle your anus and wipe out the Klingons. It's called
Sulu Ass Cream.
That's right.
Sulu Ass Cream.
For that fresh, warm, deep, penetrating feeling. Use
Sulu Ass Cream.
Get yourself a big fat tube of
Sulu Ass Cream.
Then boldly go where no man has gone before.
Available at any neighborhood pharmacy or local adult bookstore.
All right, there. Thanks, George Takei.
George Takei.
I'm George Takei. I can't do his voice, man.
That was out of sight.
You do a good George Takei.
George Takei.
George Takei.
No doubt.
So,
no
yeah.
doubt, John and Scott from TTN Total Talk Nonsense.
Oh, that's that.
Jesus Christ. All right, it's part three, John.
Reasonable.
And usually in the part three, we get around to bashing George W.
Yeah.
The chimp in office.
The fuck did he get in office anyway?
I have no fucking idea. Do you know how retarded the people in the red states must be, though?
You know,
for him to get in office.
You know Ben Stein? You ever watch Win Ben Stein?
Yeah,
money?
Yeah. Ben Stein. He's a cunt.
He's a big
he's
Bush
a
apologist.
Cunt. Oh, is he?
Oh my God! I saw him this weekend on Fox. I like to watch Fox once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I like to watch it a lot because it's pretty funny. But
I'm Britt Hume.
Yeah. So they have this thing. I can't remember the name of the show, and they're talking about the whole gas, the oil companies having reporting record profits, and John Stossel, that fuck from 60 Minutes, I think he was on 2020 and all that, reported on all those fucked up
right,
shows.
Right, right, right.
And he's one of those utopian libertarians, and he says, hey, man, I don't think there's any problem. I don't understand why the oil companies are apologizing. They have a responsibility to their shareholders. What's the big deal? What's wrong with making some money? And and they're all saying, yeah, here, yeah, no doubt. What's the problem? The problem is when they come out and cry that, this war and everything and the fight on terror and Katrina and all this stuff. Yeah, we're not going to be able to make any money. We got to raise the prices on gas and barrels of oil because it's running out.
Right.
And then it comes out, we made $10 billion in profits.
In a quarter. In one quarter.
Then I believe in their argument. That's great. That's capitalism. Why didn't they just come out and say, hey, look, we're just going to raise the prices on you fucks because we can.
Right.
Why didn't they do that?
I don't know. Because it's all about spin. Spin, John. Spin. And speaking of spin, don't you have a Bill O'Fucking-Riley clip to play from that coxer? What yeah. say you, John?
What's,
John?
What say
what
you?
What say you?
Yeah, here's from that dumbass.
In San Francisco, they're voting on two initiatives. One would ban military recruiting. Hey, you know, if you want to ban military recruiting, fine, but I'm not going to give you another nickel of federal money. You know, if I'm the president of the United States, I walk right in to Union Square. I set up my little presidential podium, and I say, listen, citizens of San Francisco, if you vote against military recruiting, you're not going to get another nickel in federal funds. Fine. You want to be your own country? Go right ahead. And if Al-Qaeda comes in here and blows you up, we're not going to do anything about it. We're going to say, look, every other place in America is off limits to you except San Francisco. You want to blow up the Coit Tower? Go ahead.
What a fucking dumbass.
What a dick. And one party sound like John and Scott from Total Talk Nonsense. I can't remember what he said, but he tried to say it really fast. You want to... Sounds just like us, man. And he's a professional.
He's a fucking moron.
I saved SpongeBob single-handedly.
Wow. Of course not. Okay. I don't know. I think we all know where you're going with this.
Okay? Do the math.
He's a fucking moron, that guy.
Yeah, no doubt. And he sells coffee mugs. Yeah. I bet you he makes more money on the crap shit that he sells.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Than he does on his
I was just on his
contract.
Website today. He's got a whole Christmas section.
You're kidding
It's
me.
A whole down the right side.
Wait a minute. We can get like a Bill O'Reilly Christmas ornament?
Yeah.
With his stupid head?
It looks like a big cock going into his ass.
Hey, that's a good idea, man.
Here's what the supervisor of God damn it, what was that supervisor? I don't know, supervisor
Schneider?
Of the firefighters or
from
something.
From One Day at a Time, Schneider?
No, this is what he had to say from San Francisco.
A Bill O'Reilly Coit Tower monument to San Francisco's firefighters. They put out the fires in San Francisco after the great quake. American heroes, they were there on September 11th, and now you want Al-Qaeda to blow up Coit Tower. Give us a break. You are out of line.
Totally.
And what's the matter with...
Yeah. And this is what the president of the union, the firefighters union in San Francisco had to say.
Coit Tower is a monument to the bravery of the men and women of the San Francisco Fire Department. And when Bill O'Reilly makes an attack on Coit Tower, he's attacking us and our bravery. So, Mr. O'Reilly, maybe we should bring you into some of our burning buildings and see how brave you are.
Yeah, let's see how brave you are, you big pussy. Here's a challenge to you. If you know anybody or if anybody listens to the show that's a friend of yours, email ttn@totaltalknonsense.com and let's set up a fight. Me and you, O'Reilly. I'll take your fucking ass. I know you're tall. I'll just kick you in those little pussy knees of yours, you faggot.
Whoa, calm down, man. Calm down.
He's a fucking dumbass.
He is an effing dumbass. And have you ever seen a
somebody
Bill
ought to stick it in his ass and
slow down? I'm gonna spurt. sorry.
Have you ever seen a Bill O'Reilly coffee mug, a hat?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. You know, where do you see him? I don't see him.
I saw Marty wearing one. He got it for Father's Day or something.
Yeah. Well, Marty, he's like retarded, right? So we
yeah,
can forget
mildly.
That. But you don't see those things. So who is he selling them to?
I am stupid. I am a stupid guy.
Yes, you are.
Because I never see Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, man, there's tons of people out there.
Have you ever seen one, though? I've never seen anybody wear that shit.
I've never.
That's because we're from Illinois, okay?
I guess, yeah.
And we're not one of those red state MF motherfuckers.
I saved SpongeBob single-handedly. And this crazy gay marriage insanity is going to lead to all kinds of things like this. Courts are going to be clogged. Every nut in the world is going to, you know, somebody's going to come out and say, I want to marry the goat. You know, you'll see it. I'm guarantee you'll see it.
You should just clip that out where he says, I want to marry the goat. Stupid ass.
You fucking douche.
Would you be against me marrying the McGuire twins?
But speaking about Bill O'Reilly shit, you know what else you don't see, John? No. I don't see these anymore. Let me know if you see these. On a car, a bumper sticker that says Bush Cheney. Where are
no,
those?
No, not too
stickers?
Many.
Where do you see those anymore?
Only on the trucks that have the Stars and Bars flag along with the American flag.
Right.
The ones who think that the South still is Confederate.
Cocksuckers.
Yeah.
Oh, John, that reminds me of Punky.
Punky?
Yeah. Because Paul B. has the idea that I have a thing for Tony Hearn, right?
Yeah, you're bum chums.
But what Paul B. doesn't realize is I'm just using Tony Hearn to get to Paul B. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know why, John?
Why is that?
Because he's got that goatee.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why that's attractive?
Because I got one.
Well, that's one reason. You know the other reason?
No.
Because it looks like a vagina.
You're fucking retarded.
And that's totally hot.
Fuck face.
Tony Hearn, I'm using you to get to Paul B. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was Tony B.
No, it's Tony Hearn. It's Paulie B. Paulie B. You can't.
You can't.
You fucking can't.
Fucking can't.
No doubt.
Yeah, they got a great show.
That show rocks, man.
Totally.
All right, well, John.
Yeah.
Bush advisors say Iraq weapons data was wrong. It was not manipulated. Did you know that?
Really?
The Bush administration had no intention of misleading the public.
You cannot.
Even though...
If you send mixed messages.
Pre-war intelligence about Iraq's possession of weapons of mass destruction was wrong, Stephen Hadley said. This was a collection of intelligence
judgment. Wait a minute. Is that the guy that emails us?
No. You mean King Hadley?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
This was a collection of intelligence judgment. It was relied on by the harbor prior to administration and the other world leaders in Congress.
Are you okay, dude? What's wrong with you, man? Are you all right, man?
Jesus Christ. I'm totally fine, man.
You start slowing down. You start on and Congress. What the fuck?
It's for dramatic effect.
Holy crap.
Okay? You fuck face.
Woo!
Hadley said there was no manipulation of intelligence, John. Former North Carolina senator and Democratic vice president candidate John Edwards.
Wait a minute. Did you say Democrapip? Democrapic?
I don't know. I might have.
Are they Demi-crappers?
God damn it, this is important.
The Democrats.
John Edwards wrote in a Washington Post editorial column today that his vote in favor of an October 2002 joint resolution authorizing the use of U.S. armed forces against Iraq, it was based on, quote, John, inaccuracy, intelligence. Had I known at this time, I would never have voted for the war, Edwards wrote. Senior Senator. Come on, man. Holy shit.
I'm going to throw up, dude. Oh, my God.
Senior Durham. I'm going to pull it together, man.
Holy fuck.
All right. John, as I was saying, Senator Jay Rockefeller, a West Virginia Democrat.
What the fuck?
All right, calm down.
I need a fucking tissue.
Well, the senator, Jay Rockefeller, also blamed faulty intelligence for his vote. I would never have voted yes if I had known what I had known today, the senator said.
Hell, I like you.
Mm. Whoa. Wow.
Do you suck dicks?
But, John, don't you have a story about the Bush?
About Bush?
No.
Do I?
You told me you did, man. About when he went out on Veterans Day and said, hey, don't rewrite history, my fans, my folks.
Oh, do I?
I don't know, do you?
Is it something to read?
No, I don't know, man.
Come on, man.
Hell, I like you.
Do you suck dicks?
Okay, man, focus. Focus.
Cool.
Oh, I got a fucking headache.
Yeah. All right, man.
You know what we got to do? We got to stop this right now. Who's going to listen to this?
Heineken, fuck that shit. Pop blue ribbon.
Oh, fuck.
I have an unusual love story. Penguins accept same-sex commitments. Why do some people have so much trouble with the idea?
I don't know.
That's all I got. I wait.
All right,
the emergency mission.
That was from part 22. That's good.
Was it? That's right.
All right, we got to stop. I can't go on.
No, we don't.
No, I can't. What?
Fine. What do you mean?
I can't go on.
You can't go on to do what?
Ooh. All right, let me try to go on. All right, in a follow-up, John, to the W stupidity, the GOP memo touts new terror attacks as a way to preserve party's decline. A confidential memo circulating among senior Republicans leaders suggests that a new attack by terrorists on U.S. soil could reverse the sagging fortunes of President W, as well as the GOP, and, quote, restore his image as a leader of the American people, close quote. The closely guarded memo lays out a list of scenarios to bring the Republican Party back from the political brink, including a devastating attack by a terrorist that could validate the president's war on terror and allow this chimp in office to unite the country in a time of national shock and sorrow. The memo says that such a reversal in the president's fortunes could keep the party from losing control of the Congress in the 2006 midterm elections. The president's popularity was at an all-time high following the 9/11 attacks. Once Americans band together at a time of crisis. Other Republicans, however, John, worry that such a scenario carries high risk, pointing out the attack might suggest the president was not done enough to protect the country. But the memo outlines other scenarios, including, one, let's capture a bin Laden, proof that he's dead. Two, a drastic turnaround in the economy. Well, that's not going to happen. Three, a successful resolution to the Iraq war. Well, that's not going to happen either. Interestingly, John, the GOP memos no longer talk of victory in Iraq, but they use the term successful resolution.
That's a fact.
Quote.
That's a fact.
A successful resolution would be us getting out intact in civil war, not breaking out until after the midterm elections.
Right.
And there you have it. President Bush.
That is your right.
Pardon me?
Well, I talked to Condi and asked her to call Andy. I talked to Vice President Cheney. I talked to my dad.
I'm absolutely adamantly opposed to that. It didn't happen. It's not. It's not. It didn't happen. It's not. It didn't happen. Hi, it's man. Not.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And that's the truth.
Was that somebody knocking at I thought I heard somebody outside. Oh.
Seriously? Right.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get that. Wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
No, I'm going to get it.
All right. You got it?
Yeah. I'm almost here.
All right.
Hey, man. What's up? No doubt.
What's up?
Again.
What's up there, Phil?
All right. No, just that. No, sit over there.
Sit over. Sit down.
All right. There you go. You all set?
All right. Gentlemen.
All right, Phil. Just put the headphone. No, put the headphone. No, take them off the mic. Put them on. There you go. Try not to hit them.
All right, gentlemen.
John, how long has Phil been on this, man?
I don't know. He's
what the bath is going
he's
on?
He's a little fucked up, I think.
Well, one of those. I'm a little nervous because, you know, a couple of podcasts ago, I forgot to print out the news, but I didn't this time. I have the news right here, John and Scott.
All right.
Whatever you're ready.
Hey, Scott, do you know about Ebonics?
Do I know about
it? You ever done any
Ebonics? Well, I've heard it. Heard about it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. What? Ebonics?
Yeah.
Ebonics?
Ebonics.
Is that like when the whites try to translate the blacks' slang? Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Don't ask me about that. Why?
I'm just wondering if you can translate some rap lyrics for me.
No way. I don't even listen to rap. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe Phil can.
I don't know. What, should we ask him?
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, man, pay attention. Look this way.
Hey, over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. yes, I'm ready. Are you ready for the news?
No, I'm wondering if you can translate rap music.
Rap music?
From, you know, Ebonics into English.
Well, you know, John and Scott, I have studied and learned 7 different languages, but I'm still getting acquainted with Ebonics. I would give it a shot if you would like.
Yeah.
No, I can't promise how I'm going to do, John and Scott. You know what I'm saying?
Let me throw some lyrics at you, all right?
Give it a shot.
All right. Let me throw some lyrics. All right, here we go. First things first, I papa. Freaks all honeys. Dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Shut up, this is Notorious B.I.G. singing this shit. Alright, here we go. Alright, here we go. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan. But penetration, unless it smells like sanitation. Garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Hot throb, never black and ugly as ever. However, I stay coochied down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rocks.
Oh, all right, then. Let me see. I jotted some notes down
while
you were singing.
Hold on a second. Let me do something.
I jotted some notes down while you were singing, and I think here's what I've come up with, John.
Yeah. What you got?
Here's the translation. As a general rule, I perform deviant sexual acts with women of all kinds, including, but not limited to, those with limited intellect, nude magazine models, and prostitutes. I particularly enjoy sexual encounters with the latter group, as they are generally disappointed in the fact that they only receive penile intercourse and nothing more. Unless, of course, they douche on a consistent basis. Although I am extremely unattractive, I am able to engage in these types of sexual activities with some regularity. Perhaps my sexuality is somehow related to my fancy and expensive jewelry.
Wow.
How's that?
Man, you nailed it right on the head.
Well, I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm learning this, but I've already learned 5 languages, so they say that you learn one language, you learn them all. You know what I'm saying? It comes much easier. I wouldn't call myself a master in Ebonics.
Let me throw you another one at you.
Another one? Okay.
All right. Here we go. Am I jam knocking the Mitsubishi? Girls PP when they see me. Navajos creep me in. They PTP as I lay down. Laws like I lay carpet. Stop it if you think you're gonna make a profit. Oh, hell no. All right. How about that?
Oh.
That was sweet, wasn't it?
Are you finished?
Hold on a second.
Well, I started taking notes, John Scott, but I think I could just go ahead and translate that for you.
Yeah.
I enjoy playing my music loudly on my car stereo. Apparently, women enjoy this also because they become sexually aroused when they see me driving. Oddly enough, when I visit the Native American reservations, some of the more sexually promiscuous Indian women attempted to seduce me in their homes. Their intent is to divest me of my earnings. Such actions, I just said such, but I meant such actions are unacceptable. And there you have it. Was that good enough, John and Scott?
That was fucking fantastic. You should have heard Scott say seniors earlier.
What did I say? All right, seniors. Well, that was at the beginning of this part, wasn't it?
Seniorators or something.
Seniorators.
All right, I got another one.
All right.
All right.
Well, right. Hold it. Let's ask Phil.
Oh, is that Phil, right with you? Do one more.
Of course. Bring it on, John. Right. I can take whatever you can.
All right. Here we go.
Hammer with.
All right. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Bringing it down. Don't see my ones. Don't see my guns. Get it. Now tell your friends. Papa hit it. Then split it. In two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'ma clock ya. But Shay's watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game. Begin again.
All right, Phil.
You hear, man? I fucking nailed it, man.
Before you start.
That was the best one, wasn't it? I nailed that fucking rap.
I just
I'm all over that shit.
We'll talk later.
Oh, come on, man. God
all right,
damn it. I'm
are
a
you
fucking
ready?
Reller Papa
Here's the
Peppa.
Translation.
Papa, Papa, Peppa.
Understand this fact. You can have neither me or my money or my weapons. I suggest that you inform your peers that we engage in violent sexual acts. Currently, I am rapping with my associates, the Junior Mafia. I'm having some difficulty understanding why you refuse to approach me. I am attempting to make eye contact with you, and although my expensive glasses, they are expensive, as soon as you respond with a smile, I will approach you. You whore bitch. You biatch. Whenever you're ready, John, I'm quite enjoying this. It really tests my skills as a Ebonics translator.
All right, all right. We got to take this one down low, all right? Here we go. Let's go back down to this one. Take it low. Bye. She's sick of that song on how it's so long. Thought you... Wait, let me start over. I got it. Here we go. One, two. Hold on. I'm professional. I got this down. I nailed the last one, right? Two, three. She's sick of that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until... I handle my business. There is major pain like Damon Wayans. Low down dirty, even like his brother Keenan. Scheming, don't bring your girl round me. True player for real ass Puff Daddy. How about that, man? That was fucking awesome.
That was fantastic.
Man, I could no way could I do it better than that. That was like the fucking top of my game on that one.
Well, John, because your rhythm and your rapping is so excellent, it makes my
you
translation.
Had to feel it. Were you feeling me?
Oh,
did
I
you
felt
feel it?
It. Yes, and it makes
feel it.
The translation much easier. For
I was
me.
Feeling that shit. Yeah, motherfucking now.
I would have to ask your parental lineage.
Hold on, 1 second, man.
Cool.
All right.
All right. Well, Phil, you ready to? I see you finished taking your notes there.
Yes, I'm ready whatever you are. Would you like the translation?
Yes, please. Please do. Let's have it. What do you have?
Your current love interest no longer wishes to hear your fabrications about the length of your member. Or other words, cock. After I had sexual intercourse with your woman, she became enlightened as to the proper way it is supposed to be performed. Violently and immorally. It would be in your best interest to keep your woman away from me, as my sexual prowess is very strong. If you are unconvinced, ask Puff Daddy.
Nice. Very good. That is fan-fucking-tastic. Excellent job, Phil. Well, let's get to your news, shall we?
Definitely time for Phil's news. You ready for that, Phil?
Well, after of course I am. Well, I'm always ready for the news.
Well, it's a TTN exclusive, special exclusive here with Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. Top story tonight. Cops put chokehold on man that stuffed a roasted chicken down his pants at our supermarket.
What?
A 37-year-old Saratoga Springs man is accused of putting a roasted chicken in his pants as a means to steal it on Tuesday evening at the Price Chopper on Railroad Place.
John, so that's one way to stuff a cock in your pants.
No doubt. John Moron Hand of 6B Make Your Own Way was charged with petty larceny. Mr. Reader.
You bitch! You all right,
Phil? That's very funny, John.
Come on, Phil. Wrap it up.
Phil, man, it cracks me up.
Well, thank you, Scott. I try. I think I have a contact high. Does anybody have some barbecue chips? All right, then. Next story. Or did I even finish the last one? I don't think I did.
Holy shit.
Saratoga Springs Police Sergeant Michael Chomsky said that when the store manager approached Moranahan about the chicken, Moranahan bit the manager on the forearm.
Quit trying to grab my cock. Man tries to smother cock out of the store.
Next story. South Carolina Republican calls for Gitmo Bay deportation of TV execs who moved South Carolina versus Clemson football game to pay-per-view.
Did you say Dickmo?
Yes, the dick mode. For the first time in almost two decades, the showdown between South Carolina and Clemson football won't be broadcast on national or regional television. And one state lawmaker has suggested that those responsible get deported. I'm in total disbelief. I think this might be illegal, said State Senator Representative John Graham. We need to deport the people who made this decision to get my bay. I may very well introduce a bill just to do that.
Wait, I'm getting a hard time understanding what the fuck.
A reflection of how seriously people in the state have taken the Carolina-Clemson game. Next story. Courts determined man was not being lewd, just vigorously scratching his jock itch. An appeals court has overturned the lewdness conviction of a man arrested in a Woodbridge drugstore for vigorously scratching his groin area through his pants pocket. Matthew Pinto claimed he had jock itch.
God.
His wife collaborated the claim.
He's a fucking creep.
Two girls had their backs to Pinto when employees saw him moving his hand up and down in 2003. The appeal court says that merely touching or rubbing near the clothed intimate body part is not flagrant, lewd, meaning lustful, indecent, obscene, or wicked, as long as you don't use the word cock. Despite lying to Congress, Rafael Palmero will not be charged with lying to Congress. Next story. Pizza now declared a health food. Bachelors everywhere can now claim they eat well.
How about M&M's?
The FDA said this week that eating tomatoes and tomato sauce may reduce the risk of prostate cancer. And food companies can make their claim and ads on the product labels if they wish.
Was that a Chinese guy that...
According to the FDA, the cancer protein bottom line is maybe for tomatoes and tomato sauce, with prostate cancer and probably not for pancreatic, ovarian, or gastric cancer.
It will reduce the risk of cancer.
That said, the FDA this week said the food companies can claim cancer-fighting benefits for tomatoes and tomato sauce in ads and on labels. Next story, John. Man appears in court in his underpants. Judge ensures that his visit is brief. Larry E. Kelly Jr. appeared before Pittsburgh judge wearing only dark blue boxers and white socks Monday morning to tell him he didn't want to appear at trial. This may be at least a county record for speed of a trial. Let me say that again. This may be at least a county record for speed of a trial. George Steve P. Liskinen told the Tribune Review. Jurors had never saw Kelly 36 in the courtroom, and it took only 5 minutes to convict him for the theft of $38,000.
What was his last name?
Kenan. The underpants-clad defendant was only one of two that protested the Monday court appearance.
Philadelphia resident Robert Bailey smudged feces all over himself in an effort to keep Fayette County prison officials from laying a hand on him. After cleaning up, Bailey pleaded guilty to charges relating to the May 17 incident in which cops found him asleep in a stolen 1990 Corvette with feces all over him.
Oh, that's a real shitty situation.
No doubt. Next story. What not to tell the arresting DUI officer, John?
What?
Quote, I only had one beer after he arrested me the first time. A 37-year-old Edgerton woman was arrested twice for about 2 hours on a drunk driving charges in Middleton. Laura M. Broughton of 15 Road 2, Edgerton was arrested at 11:30 p.m. Thursday on East Madison Avenue. She was arrested again at 1:43 a.m. Friday at North Clear Lake Avenue of the Riddell Drive, according to the Middleton Police reports. After the second arrest, Broughton told police, I only had one beer after you arrested me the first time. Next story. Colorado State Trooper propositions a woman after pulling her over. A state patrol sergeant was demoted to corporal for propositioning a woman in a car he had pulled over. Trooper John Oralt will lose $580 per month in pay. The incident occurred during a country music festival near Grand Junction last summer. The woman, Liette Owens of Las Vegas, said she is considering a lawsuit. And the last story tonight, John.
Last story.
Man applying for a job at police department arrested for arson during his interview. That couldn't hurt his chances, could it, John? Dallas County Sheriff's deputies arrested a suspected arsonist Friday during a job interview for the position with the department. Dallas resident Ernesta Garcia Guzman submitted her application. Wait a minute. Submitted her. They say a man. And then they change the story to her. I'm sorry about this, John and Scott. I usually pre-read this stuff, but they said it was a man at the beginning, and now they're saying it's her. And I no doubt it's
Wait
from Reuters.
Reuters. Reuters. Where were you?
The
right there.
Dallas resident Ernesta Guzman, 30. Oh, that was Scott. I'll take it from here. All right, thank you for trying to cover for me. But I think I can handle it. Back off, man.
You fucking bitch.
She submitted her application and supporting documents for a courtesy patrol position. When deputies checked her name in the FBI database, John, they discovered a warrant for her arrest in New Mexico on a charge of conspiracy to commit arson. A conspiracy to commit arson, as well as four warrants for $1,600 worth of unpaid traffic citations from the Mesquite Police Department. When confronted, Guzman denied knowledge of the incident in New Mexico, and she's not eligible for employment, the deputy said.
No.
And that's the news.
All right. All right. That was Phil McCracken Whitcomb with the news here on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And thanks again, Phil, for stopping by.
No doubt. The Ebonics, the news, always a professional.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That was quality. I think I nailed it with the raps, man.
Oh, no doubt. John.
Fuck that. Fuck the rock band.
I'm telling you, that's what helped the most.
Was rapper.
Nailed it, and it helped my translation quite a bit.
I am a fucking rapper.
All right, then. I have to get back. I have to get back to my apartment because I left my girlfriend there. So I'm gonna go. If that's all right with you guys.
Yep.
All right, then.
Take care. Later, man.
I'm going to leave now.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to walk away. I'm walking away now. I'm going to go to the door. Here, I made it to the door. Let me open the door. All right, come on, then.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, man.
Man.
Out of sight.
All right.
He's on cue, baby. On
He's
cue.
With it. He's professional. Phil McCracken.
No doubt.
So, all right, again, we've made it through another one. You know, when Punky says we do it 7 hours every day.
Yeah, that's not right.
It's daily, seven hours every day.
Every day they do it 7 hours.
7 hours.
It's like, what the fuck?
It's a fucking
fuck
podcast.
That. You fucking cunts.
You gotta listen to Punky.
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 It's Punky. Fucking A.
Do they say Punky or Punky?
It's Punky.
Punky.
It's the best podcast outside of Punky. Not named Punky.
Punky.
Fucking A. You cunt.
No, not cunt.
Cunt?
It's cant. Because he even writes it cant.
Ah, that's a bunch of cack.
Did you read that email from the Israeli and Irish dude?
I think I did, yes.
Did you?
I did.
No.
I did.
You did that.
Want a better burrito?
Come on.
It's on tape, man.
You fucking bitch!
Yeah, you fuck face. I read it.
All right.
I didn't think we were going to get through this one, John.
No.
I did tell you to turn it off. No. Turn it off, man.
You can't. Oh, sure, turn it off while we're laughing, but while you're taking a piss in the middle of the show.
Oh, you can turn that off. I don't care.
Oh.
You're in charge.
You're in charge!
Why don't you put you in charge? Charge!
All right, that concludes part three of 29.
29. Big 30 coming
big
up.
Big 30. It's a big one.
And then 20 more, we're going to have the big 50, John. What are we going to do for the 50?
I don't know, but we got a new contest called No Child Left Behind.
Check that out. We'll post it. If you didn't catch it, it's in the second part
two
of this episode.
Scott read the question a couple times, and you can review that question online.
Oh, and I heard Dave is coming in January.
Right.
He asked to be a guest.
Oh, that'd be great.
No doubt. We'd love to have an Irishman named Dave who lives in Jerusalem, who used to live in England for 13 years, who's dating a hot American chick, come in and be a guest.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Not only that, he's most likely to win the T-shirt contest with his entry of Meet the Fuckers.
Meet the Fuckers. Yeah, that's fan-fucking-tastic. All right, well, let's get the fuck out of here.
No
right?
doubt.
Huh? Let's take... Let's,
dude, man.
What?
I am so ready to get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck face.
All right, let's go. Let's get out. What should we end with?
Whatever you'd like.
What do we got here?
I don't know.
I don't know if I played this one yet. We'll just play this one, okay?
All right.
All right, we're out here.
You're listening to John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.